it's Wednesday, January the 13th, and we are in Psalm 119, in the Nun part of the Psalm, beginning in verse 105. Nun would be the equivalent of the N sound in the English alphabet. It begins with, again, one of these verses that is very familiar, often quoted. I often cite it in my pastoral prayer when I'm thinking about scripture, and I'll repeat these words: "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And that's a beautiful image. Coming home perhaps on a dark night, and you've got a lamp to display what's before you, showing obstacles in the road, where the ditch is, keeping you on the straight and narrow. "I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules." This is not a Pharisee speaking. This is a believer who, having come to taste the grace of God, now desires to live out and out for God. This psalm, and I think it was Alec Motier who called this section of the psalm Truth for Life. And some of you will know Alistair Begg's website, wonderful, wonderful website, called Truth for Life. And you can listen to his preaching there, Truth for Life. Truth is in order for life. Truth is in order for godliness. Now, there are challenges. Verse 107, "I am severely afflicted." Verse 109, "I hold my life in my hand continually." Verse 110, "The wicked have laid a snare for me." So there are afflictions, perhaps enemies all around him. But his pathway through all of this is God's word. "Your lamp, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And at the end, like an inclusio, like bookends, the last verse, "I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end." Well, that's, I think, a wonderful thought for today. We need to persevere in the faith to the end. We need to love Jesus to the end. We need to love God's word to the end. Well, have a wonderful day.